So we're learning a little bit more about our city manager. And by the time we're done here on KPTZ, we'll probably know a lot more about what's happening around town and what's going on basically in the background. Hi, John. Welcome to KPTZ.
Hey, it's a real pleasure to be back. Thanks.
Good. And let me get your microphone adjusted here so we can all hear you.
Social distance from a microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that Michelle Sandoval was scheduled to be here, and she's a little under the weather, but I do think we'll be able to get her on the phone. I see you fiddling with your devices, and I hear that you're in contact with a few people there that might also be giving you some input while we're on the air. Speaking of being on the air, we drive down Water Street, and we see all this calmness right now, but behind that calm, there's a lot happening when you're sitting in your chair that I would like our audience to know about, because, well, number one, I think often people are not maybe not quite as aware about the type of city government that we have, the city manager role, and how big it is, and how really your fingers are in a lot going on in this town. I know you've been out and about lately explaining things, but we are social distancing, so I'm going to throw it to you.
Okay. Well, hey, look, it's first off, it's just great to be back here, and a huge shout out to KPTZ, who is such an important conduit to the community when we need to find ways of connecting beyond giving each other high fives and being in the same room. So, you know, already it's a critical service to the community, but even more so now. So a huge folks to all the volunteers in the station, and Kate and you, for keeping things going here. And so, you know, I guess the opportunity right now is to give you real-time information about what's happening from where I'm sitting. Not doing a lot of sitting, if I could be honest. We're trying to do what we can to both prepare, react, get our heads around what we need to do together. So, I mean, first off, just a little vote of thanks for the decision makers of this town. Every one of the council members and Mayor Sandoval have been really just pivotal in making sure that we're well positioned to do what we need to do to get through this together. I can't tell you how many calls I have with Michelle almost every hour. And the same thing goes with our agency partners. The same thing with the county. I'm on the phone almost all the time with the county and PUD and the port and other agencies, trying to work out how we do our best to work together. I'd also like to, we've got a great city staff, and every one of them is coming to work with their game face on, thinking about how we do things differently, thinking about how we innovate, thinking about how we still maintain a high quality level of service for those who depend on us, even in a time of crisis. So you'll note perhaps that city offices are, we're calling it a soft closure to the public, but government is still open. So we're still actively running all our departments. We're still finding creative ways of dealing with permits, with payments, with some leniency on those payments. And we're also doing things like protecting our community with our police force. So there's a whole host of things that are still going on, but our offices to limit both exposure to the team, but also to the public, to keep everybody safer, we can still conduct most of our businesses without having the door open. So for those who want more information about what that means, you can go right to www.cityofpt.us. And there's a banner at the top on COVID-19. You can actually learn about what city services are open virtually. And that includes City Hall for public meetings. We have a meeting tonight that I believe Mayor Sandoval is going to speak more to if we can get her on the phone, which is a joint meeting between the Board of County Commissioners and the City Council, with some special guests from the Economic Development Council, from the Chamber, from Main Street, from the Port, from Lyon, from a whole host of people focusing on one question, really, which is how do we keep our local economy going and provide information, relief, and see the other side with those employees and employers that are affected here locally.
We often, we go to the QFC or we go to the food co-op, and we see these people working, interacting with a lot of folks. And, you know, it does cross your mind. You know, there are some businesses that can stay open. There are some that can't. And when it comes to the city, keeping this machine going, these things can't wait. How do you make that decision?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are some things that we all depend on. So, you know, behind the scenes, we're making sure water gets to your tap, you know, that's critical, you know, behind the scenes, you know, your wastewater goes somewhere and that can't stop, right? So, you know, we have a police force that we depend on to keep our community safe and to respond to emergencies. So, you know, these are the things that have to continue. And so, you know, we've identified these critical functions. And we're starting to do some deep planning on what it means, given what variety of scenarios might come our way. But, you know, just because we've closed the doors to the public in a way, that's a way that we can protect everybody and keep these services going further. So, like I said, we're doing some kind of new things. And, you know, right to, I think, working with Main Street and the police department, I heard this morning from my public works director, we're trying to get signs up that say deliveries only, you know, and parking spots so we can actually keep, you know, the local food and restaurant establishments who can do takeaway and can do, you know, deliveries, keep them going by allowing it to be easier for them to do so. And, you know, we're inventing some new things, just to be honest, because we kind of have to. But it's really my hope. I mean, not to get too big picture here. I do want to recognize that there are a lot of people who are afraid and anxious. There's a lot of uncertainty to what's going on. And I think what that requires us all to do is to dig really deep into our empathy and compassion for those fellow members of this community. You know, we're going to really need each other. But there is another side to this. And I think, you know, despite the pain and the uncertainty, I hope we can emerge even stronger, a stronger local economy, stronger social connections, even though, you know, we're going to be so starved for, you know, connections, being so socially distanced. We're going to come back and hopefully not just bounce back from this. We can possibly bounce forward if we play our cards right.
Well, this is KPTZ in Port Townsend. We're speaking with John Morrow, Port Townsend City Manager. And John, you know, you came here how long ago in this job?
It's been about 4 months now.
About 4 months, yeah. But that's like 4 years. It was a different, completely different world when you started, I think. You know, friends that I have, and we go down Water Street and we look at the number of people that are down there and we think, wow, this is like a summer crowd. I mean, things seemed, or they felt to me, to be booming in our economy. And then all of a sudden, this came up and the world has changed. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been out there eliciting feedback from people, mm-hmm. Sunrise Coffee, out in town, just talking to folks. Have you received any good feedback, something that you hadn't thought of before that became a that you put into practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's a very excellent substitute for those coffee meetings I was doing every Friday around town. And I have to say that was some of the best, most fun part of my week. And actually for this job so far is to just go out and not know who's going to show up. And sometimes it was 5 and sometimes it was 35. And we would talk about everything. And I've tried to say in the utility bill newsletter, you know, there's quite a range of things we get to talk about. So people have come to me with great ideas about deer management. I mean, that sounds like a little bit not the focus right now, but, you know, people have ideas because they're on the ground, they see what's happening, and they have, you know, some smarts on how we might want to figure that out. We've got some great ideas from people around traffic management and safety. That happens almost routinely as I have these conversations. We've had examples of how to run our wastewater and stormwater work better, and what designs seem to attract people and match with our historic heritage. I mean, the ideas are limitless, and look, I mean, we can't just take every idea and put it into practice, but what the dialogue does with those who live here is, A, to make sure we're on the right track, and that we're actually delivering, you know, the city that is actually your city and your local government, but B, that we're always innovating and getting smarter about what we're doing and more efficient, and we're learning from this incredible intellectual and social capital that is Port Townsend. You know, this is a two-way dialogue, and that's why government works and why, you know, how democracy should work, is that there's a listening and there's a talking. And I just feel a bit pained right now that this is a great conversation, but I don't have the usual folks around me saying, "What have you thought about this?" And I love that.
I get that impression. And one of the things that we were speaking about before we went on the air was the ability to be here at KPTZ and to have that built-in social distancing, their voices coming out of a speaker in your living room. And the thought is that we'll be able to do something here on a regular basis where we can speak with you, Michelle, people from the city, hopefully people from the county at some point, and put the news out that just may have happened a couple hours ago or may just happen that later that same day. Things are happening very quickly. And this community has put a lot into this radio station, and in so many ways it's paying off right now.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we want to communicate, and I think Mayor Sandoval will speak more to this, but, you know, there is under the county, again, we are in almost lockstep with every decision. You know, I speak with Philip Morley every day, many, many times. And we're both part of the Emergency Operations Center policy group that is really overseeing the standing up of the Emergency Operations Center at the county level. So Mayor Sandoval is also part of that, Commissioner Greg Brotherton, Vicki Kirkpatrick from Public Health, and also Dr. Tom Locke, and as well as Willie Bounce, who's the Director of Emergency Management. And we have regular conversations about a variety of important priority issues to be able to make decisions together about what's best. And I would say, you know, from a public health point of view, those listening should tune in to Dr. Tom Locke and his weekly, because he is the source of what's happening right now for the outbreak and what the best medical advice is.
And I have to say that I listened to Tom Locke here on KPTZ, and it's available on our podcast. And for somebody that is really a news junkie, I have to say that probably when it comes down to my own life here where I live, that was the most valuable information that I heard. And I've heard a lot of information. Much of it, how do I put this, has political... tempered politically, sure. Or this is totally unfiltered and relative directly to the people that live in this county. So I have to put this out there. If you want to hear that, it's available on our KPTZ page. That's the first time I'd heard, and again, this is another silver lining. I had no idea. I mean, I know we had a public health department. I just didn't know how good it was. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, and so am I. And I think that's when people get nervous about what's going to happen and what's true and what's real. And I hear this from the feds and this from the state. And, you know, I do have to, you know, applaud Governor Inslee for his real decisive leadership in this time of crisis. But it's great to have a local resource who's interpreting what it means here. And so, for, you know, I won't speak at all for Dr. Locke, but I mean, he's saying, you know, how do we learn from other counties that have been going through this earlier than we? How can we innovate locally? What do we need to be thinking about? And so just that regular conduit from listeners to the podcast that he has delivered, but actually the ones that he will deliver, that's your source for what's happening from a public health perspective. And then if we, between Mayor Sandoval and myself, it'd be really great to get the county in as well for these regular conversations. Then we can do the interpretation about what it means for city and county services, what it means for residents, and how we work together.
And you're listening to John Locke, City Manager of Port Townsend. You know, I think it's a good time to try and get Michelle on the phone. There's a certain amount of Murphy's Law in that. And so we're gonna take a little musical break. And, you know, I just happen to know that Michelle Sandoval is a big fan of The Boss. Unfortunately, indeed. I don't have any. I have a cover in my playlist today that just out of pure luck was there. And it's a Richard Schindel cover of Born in the USA. And I will play that while I'm getting a hold of Michelle. Here we go. You are tuned to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and hopefully Michelle Sandoval, Mayor of Port Townsend, is on the line.
I'm here.
You are here. Welcome, Michelle. I'm here with, as you know, John Morrow, our city manager. We're talking about the goings-on about town, and I'm sure there's no shortage of subjects there. Thank you so much for being with me. I know you're a little under the weather right now, but that's okay. That's why we have this technology to put you on the air. What would you like to say to the listening audience?
Well, first of all, thank you, Tim, for playing that Bruce Springsteen song right before my intro. I really appreciate that.
You know, it's one of those things, Michelle.
In terms of what's happening within the city, we are having a special meeting this evening, and it will be a joint meeting with the county commissioners and the city council, as well as members of different partners that we work with, such as the EDC, Main Street, the Chamber, as well as other local resources, the Community Foundation, and the Lion group. So we've pulled this together so that our community knows that the county and the city, and in fact, all the jurisdictions, the governmental jurisdictions, whether it's the port or the PUD, we're all working this problem together for solutions for our community as a whole, but specifically this evening is about our business community and all of their employees. And so first up on the agenda will be a update from Dr. Thomas Locke, who is our public health doctor, as well as Willie Bentz, who is the director of the emergency management team. And so we want people to know that we are working this crisis as a whole group, and that we are anticipating a scaling up of the coronavirus situation and what's happening in that regard. But we've asked Dr. Locke to be very specific about why businesses, both through the directive of the governor, the bars and the restaurants, but also in terms of advisory directives for merchants to close and stay home for a certain period of time. And then because I had several merchants call me this past weekend and were concerned that by staying open, that they were contributing to the spread of the virus, and they had decided to close. It's very difficult for small businesses to survive on the best of days. And, of course, the financial duress that they're under is significant. And, of course, there are so many employees that we also have serious concern about. So by bringing these, both Dr. Locke and Willie together, along with all of our resources for the business community, we're hoping to advise the business owners on what period of time people should remain closed for, and then how to employ the best practices for health and safety upon their reopening or their rebooting. Because people had capacity questions. How do I stop people from coming in my store? Should I use credit cards as opposed to cash? Those kind of questions. So we're hoping to get from Dr. Locke a very specific directive on what best practices are. And then the partners will give resources available to both the employers in terms of what the state and federal government has done to provide resources and assistance for them financially, but also what our community is doing locally in order to assist the employees who, as we know, most of the minimum wage workers in America don't have a reserve to be able to be out of work for months at a time. And so we're coming together as a community in order to be able to provide resources for them to make sure that they can pay their rent and their utilities and survive this crisis that we're all going through.
And you know, Michelle, that coming together as a community is something that we do very well. And I really want to thank our elected local people for everything they do. But because it occurs to me that we all go through, in times like this, we go through problems. There are layers of problems. There are problems that everybody, people like me, go through, just putting food on the table and being isolated. The next step up from that, you have the small business owners, and there's a whole different layer there that's making payroll and your employees. And above that, you have people in charge of this city. And we're talking about pension plans and tax bases and tax revenue and all of this. And frankly, you have all three of those.
I feel for the business owners, because I have 6 employees and 24 independent contractors working with me. And I feel the nervousness that they feel to be able to continue to provide employment for them and health care. And it's very scary right now.
It is very scary. And to speak to this meeting that we're having right now, I just heard this just in. I heard that we will be able to broadcast. There was some question whether KPTZ would be able to broadcast this meeting, but our chief engineer and alchemist, Bill Putney, out there with blue gloves on, made this happen as usual for Bill Putney. So somehow we're making this work, and this is, again, a meeting where we're going to have Tom Locke there. He's going to give an address on coronavirus. And what I like about this idea is, how novel is this? We have a smart person that knows public health being able to provide a framework that we can all work within. And that is why this is such a great community. So thank you for putting all of that together, you and whoever was involved with it. I know there's so many people in the background doing this.
Right. Well, I do want to give credit to Commissioner Kate Dean. We spoke a few times this weekend, and she was having the same concerns that I was, because merchants were also calling her. And we want to keep our community whole, and that means for people of all economic strata and all different types of lifestyles, and we need to look after each other as a community. And so Kate and I wanted to bring all of these partners together in order to show our community we care and we are working this problem. So so I want to give credit to Commissioner Dean as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Kate Dean. Everybody that knows me knows my admiration for you folks that are elected and out there working in the trenches. John, so you'll be there. The county will be there. Can you give me that rundown again? I somehow lost it. Of what this meeting will be comprised of.
Yep. So as Mayor Sandoval was saying, we have the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Council, who I just spoke to their board this morning. We have Main Street. We have the Lion, the local investing opportunities network. We have Jefferson Community Foundation. We have the Port of Port Townsend. And the county and the city, and I'm likely missing a few. There could be others. Luckily, we're strongly advising that this group of problem solvers across sectors can attend virtually and call in. So, it might possibly just be me in the council chambers by myself. Of course, the community now, I'm just thrilled that KPTZ is able to work out a challenging engineering situation with Bill Putney and my team to broadcast live. And of course, it'll be live streamed. From our website as well.
Well, if there's very few silver linings in this, but one of them is that it does force us to innovate quickly. Who knows how long it would have taken us in the past when we didn't have this looming deadline, but this is a great opportunity, and I urge everybody to tune in and be right up front about where we are going, where we're at. The concern for the small business owners is just, it's hard for me to even think what's going on down there on Water Street and Lawrence Street. I've always been impressed with Port Townsend, and that you know, I'd walk down the street and I'd say, man, one thing about Port Townsend is we're offering something that is not available on Amazon. And that's a good time, you know, with our bars, our restaurants, our festivals. And I always felt really good about that as, you know, people have been coming to Port Townsend for a good time for a long time. And you ask any sailor going back in the day. But it was always, I think, a particular strength of this town. And now, oddly enough, these places are shut down. That has to be huge. So I'm glad that we have people out there trying to work through this.
Yeah, I guess if I could say, I mean, this is a really great demonstration of political leadership, you know, between Commissioner Dean and Mayor Sandoval. And I feel just really lucky to be working with 9 council members where I sit and 3 commissioners for the county who are really plugged into this issue and actually, you know, calling on their own reserves for the community they know and they love deeply. And of course, the small businesses is one of those things that is critical right now for us to address. I also want to give listeners the sense that that's not our only focus. I mean, it's a critical one. You know, there are conversations through this interagency group about what the impact will be on the homeless population and how we work to get ahead of, you know, a community outbreak and make sure people are as safe as possible. There are conversations with our just absolutely brilliant nonprofits here who are also the lifeblood of our community and the role that they both can play and how we can make sure that they can survive this difficulty and get to the other side. You know, there's conversations with the school district and how they're stepping up with providing childcare and providing meals, you know, and of course, you know, the healthcare and Jefferson Healthcare and the public health have done, you know, they're right in the front lines. So there's a range of different conversations that are all critical that need to happen. For those tuning in tonight, I just want to make sure that this is not the only focus, at least from the city's perspective, that's important.
No, this is multifaceted. And there's so many moving parts to this, and I'm glad you brought that up. I have seen even our small businesses step up and thinking about that homeless population. Of course, Lion, we'll learn more about Lion tonight if you tune in. It's 5 o'clock, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, 5 o'clock tonight. Tune in. I'm about out of time, but this is such an important subject. I'd be glad to have either or both of you back anytime. Keep us apprised via KPTZ. And is there anything else that you would like to put out to the audience?
I'll just say that people have asked about commenting. Please send us your concerns, your creative ideas, anything that you want to say to citycouncil@cityofpt.us. You can go on our website and send us individual comments or our council as a whole. We're really happy to hear from you. And if you get them in before 5, we may be able to answer some of those questions.
Yeah, I guess from my perspective, you know, that's a great way of getting all city council members. That'll be put into the record. We also have public comment at cityofpt.us too for us to read out those comments at the public meeting. And that'll be something I imagine we continue. But look, I just want to give a shout out to KPTZ and the role that the community radio plays in making sure people have the right information, they're well informed, and that there's a way that we could all work together to get to the other side of this.
Well, thank you both, Michelle Sandoval, Mayor of Port Townsend, John Morrow. I dropped the new out of his title because he's now just our city manager, and I'm so glad to meet you, John. I hope we can do this again, and maybe under better circumstances. And I would be remiss if I didn't put this out to Mayor Sandoval. We're all with you, and we're hoping for the best.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim, so much. I really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much. This is KPTZ, bye-bye. Discovery Road on KPTZ. As I said earlier in the show, my playlist is more comfort music today. So this is musical meatloaf for the soul. Not a lot of new ground being broken here, but let's just relax. Let's thank all together, thank folks that are out there in the public working to keep keep things going. And while I isolate at home, and you know, the hardest thing I've had to do is keep myself busy. I had a coloring book for my little granddaughter, and I've taken to coloring. There's brand new crayons I found out, and all new colors. All I have to do is stay within the lines. I suppose I should be, I don't know, reading War and Peace or something, but that's too hard. Coloring's easy. Bingo. How about this? Solitary bingo. My wife can read out some numbers, and I can scratch them on a pad. It can, you know, I can go 24 hours before you get to a bingo if you do it that way. So creative ideas to pass the time. If you have any, drop me a line. Tim@kpteez.org. That is KPTZ, by the way, .org.